Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Brewers broadcaster Jeff Levering.
The Brewers have never had a guy that has thrown the ball like Jacob Mizorowski has. It's just incredible. He's throwing this 96-mile-an-hour, we were calling it a cutter, I think it's a slider. I mean, whatever you want to call it, it's filthy.
Struck him out with a changeup. That was filthy.
This is Brewers 360.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Big Fish Contracting. One night only at the Palace Hotel Ballroom. You on the motorcycle. You two girls. It's ladies' night tonight. Brewers play-by-play man Jeff Levering gets to call the game of the season thus far. Skeens v. The Miz. What's up, Levo?
Hey, good morning, guys. I hadn't heard the news. There's a big pitching matchup today. Is that what's going on?
Isn't it great? Tell them what Murphy told us.
Oh, so
these things, as you know, Level, they have to match up right. And it's not just a matter of like, well, we wanted this. We wanted a, you know, our ace or who might be the ace of the future to face their guy.
Right,
we wanted this fireballing matchup. Like, it has to work out with the rotations.
Right. And Murph was like, yeah, it's exciting. There's a lot to watch from it. He admitted that it would be a fun matchup. But then he also pointed out,
you know, we're not pairing Miz and Skeens together to get a big gate.
He's not looking to sell tickets.
I mean, it's going to help the gate, that's for sure. But no, I mean, it does have to line up this way, right? And who knows how many times they're going to match up for the rest of their careers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Paul Skeens is going to be with the Pirates at least for a little while. You never know. And for Jacob Mizorowski, he's just starting his career. And the fact that Mizorowski is 2 months older than Paul Skeens is kind of exciting, too. Both 23 years old. Just, again, 2 months apart, beginning of April for Mizorowski, end of May for Skeens. But, man, these two guys are electric. We have an opportunity today, fellas, to see some serious history. There's only been three games since 2009, when the data has been available, that both starting pitchers threw at least one pitch at 100 miles an hour or more. One of those happened this year, the other one in 2022, and then in 2016 was the other. And no more than eight pitches combined between the two starting pitchers have been over 100 miles an hour. I feel like today that record is going to be shattered.
Absolutely, right?
So, such a highly touted matchup. Let the pessimist in me just to ask this question.
Okay.
Is there any chance, based on you having seen Mizorowski in two games, you know Skeens saw him multiple times last season, is there any chance, Level, this doesn't live up to the hype? I mean, like, is it possible that the Miz, because he's young or whatever, because his stuff isn't great, like, could he get rocked today?
Hey, Johnny Wet Blanket, what are we doing? What are we doing here?
What was it?
Listen.
Just ask.
I know you're asking. You have to ask the question. You're doing your job. I understand. Listen, there's a chance that anybody could go out there and get rocked, right? You never know. Randy Johnson did not have perfect game stuff every single time. He lost every now and again. Pedro Martinez lost ball games. Greg Maddux lost ball games.
Yep.
There's an opportunity. Like, neither of these guys could make it out of the third inning. I mean, this could be a 13-10 ball game as far as we know. I don't think that's going to happen. But stranger things have happened in the world of Major League Baseball. But I think that this is one that's going to be a lot of fun to go to and see and listen and watch. And it's one that could be the first of many historic matchups between these two guys.
And by the way, don't look now, but the Pirates are really bad, and the Brewers are just 2.5 games out of first place.
Well, anybody can win on any day. You saw that in game one of the series.
That's true.
The Pirates have had a knack of playing a bunch of close games, right? I think they've had 21 one-run games since Don Kelly took over as their manager in the beginning of May. So 21 games of the 43 that he's managed now. They play a lot of close games, and they've been pesky. Like, I think the Brewers have played six games against the Pirates. Four of them have been decided by one run. So this certainly has the makings of being a close ball game. And if both pitchers are on, it is going to be a close ball game.
Hey, also, like, obviously the pitching matchup is the big story of the day, but if my count is right, in like the last five, six games, the Brewers have scored over 50 runs.
Yep.
Like, the bats are alive.
Mm.
Yeah, they're on fire. They had a great weekend in Minnesota. It started with the last game in Chicago. And each of their last five wins, I believe, it's been nine or more runs. So, I mean, they're swinging the bats great. Christian Yelich, for the last month, has been on a heater. He's hitting over 400 in that time span. He's on an eight-game hitting streak. The Brewers have four different players that are on at least an eight-game hitting streak right now.
Has there ever been a game without any hits in it? I mean, could that happen? Could we go? Wouldn't that be great?
A double no-hitter, somebody scored on a wild pitch.
Yes.
Combo no-nos?
Yes.
Yeah, why not? I mean, you're looking at, I mean, you could have a walk and then a wild pitch and then like a stolen base and then another wild pitch scores a run. You got combo no-nos. That'd be fun. Oh. I mean, you're almost looking back to Warren Spahn and Juan Marichal going up against each other, combined complete games in a 10-inning game that was a 1-0 contest, one of the greatest games ever pitched.
Hey, you did mention in the broadcast yesterday, Levo was listening, and you said that Skeens and Mrazowski did have a chance to meet, that they were throwing catch in the outfield, not with each other, but like at the same time, and took some pictures together. That's cool.
Yeah, it is. It's great because, you know, once the game starts today, they're not going to make eye contact with one another. But the couple of days before they pitch, I had an opportunity to go out there for early batting practice and get to know each other and say hello. There's a sports psychologist that's in town that works with both of those guys. It's great to see competitors have that type of relationship, right? And then once you get in between the lines and nobody's friends and you want to beat the crap out of everybody else.
Yeah.
But it is cool to see the camaraderie within the sport. And at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. It's about your relationships. And if you've got two superstars in the making, and Skeens is already on that pedestal, and Jacob Mrazowski is just beginning, I mean, you're looking at some real, real superstars that are going toe-to-toe against each other.
They got the same sports psych. Isn't that a conflict of interest there?
Yeah, who's that guy rooting for today?
Right. Mm. Hey, tell him this.
Well, I mean, you're just hoping everybody has fun.
Yeah. That's exactly.
Hey, got to ask you, Murph said yesterday that one of the things he really likes, he called Skeens classy. He's a classy guy. Yeah. And he loved the fact that last year when Skeens, it was his first trip to Milwaukee, he asked us to meet you. And there's pictures. We saw that those two met. And I've been meaning to text Lane, but I have to admit, I kind of don't want to know what the answer is. However, that day, after those two were seen talking during BP before the game, Uke and Skeens, Uke said this with Lane in the booth.
He asked about the roof.
Mm-hmm.
If I had seen any of the mechanism. He did want to know. Swing and a bouncer, hit to second. Terang has that, and that is the end of that conversation.
Something going on there. Something was said or not said, or Lane knows something about that conversation.
Yeah, there's some insider information there, and I am privy to those details as well. However, that is one that we're going to hang on to.
Fair enough. Fantastic.
Secrets of the booth. Put it in your book.
Yeah. Yeah, those are within the friendly confines of the booth structure.
All right, fair enough.
Much like the roof.
Hey, man, excited for you to have this call today. It's going to be great, and hopefully a great day at American Family Field.
Yeah, we appreciate you guys. Thanks so much. Should be a good one.
All right, my friend, 110 is the first pitch.
Call your friends. Call your mom. Call your neighbor.
One night only at the Palace Hotel Ballroom.
Paul Skeens. Good chat with you. Tied at 2 on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.